This is Infonomicon Radio, episode number 50. That's right, the big 50.
Microsoft sucks. Microsoft sucks. Microsoft sucks. Microsoft sucks.
Hey guys, this is Toja. I just want to say I'm a big fan. And I've been sitting in my house for about 2 hours. I've been listening to the old Infonomicon shows. And do you have any idea how hard it is to write a paper when you listen to the anniversary? Seriously, I don't know. It is bad. But I just want to call in and say, you know, I want more cotton penis. I need more cotton penis, and I demand cotton penis. So give us more cotton penis. All right. Bye.
Hey, baby, wake up from your sleep. We have arrived onto the future, and the whole world is become... Electronic. Supersonic. Supersonic. Electronic. Hey baby, ride with me away. We doesn't have much time. My blue jeans is tight, so onto my love rocket climb. Inside tank of fuel is not fuel, but love. Above us, there is nothing above, but the stars above.
All systems gone. Prepare for down count.
5, 4, 3, 1, off blast.
Fly away in my space rocket. You no need put money in my pocket. The door is closed, I just lock it. I put my glow plug in your socket.
The sun is sky is bright like fire.
You and me gets higher and higher. Can stop us is flat tire. Hey love crusader, I want to be your space invader. For you I would descend the deepest moon crater. I is more stronger than Darth Vapor. Obey me, I is your new dictator. For you is Venus, I am Mars. With you I is more richer than all the czars. Make a wishes on a shooting stars. Then for you I will play on my cosmic guitars.
Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your belt seats. We have commenced our descent. I trust you enjoy this flight as much as you enjoy this accent.
Now, back on Earth, it's time for downsplash. Into sea of eternal glory, my spaceship crash. People have arrived for to cheer me from near and far. And as I float, I open door and shout, I am world's biggest washed up superstar. Space race. Long live Mulvania.
This is Troops, and this is Infonomicon Radio. Well, this week on Infonomicon, we've got Hurricane Katrina poning obfuscated, we've got piracy in the Pussycat Dolls, a sphincter says what, bits of Linux knowledge, more information on fucking ads, and this time they're putting them on your fucking cell phones, and we have a scoop on a hit Iraqi TV show. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Don't have any cool noise to put there. Anyway, Gmail, I recently typed the word Linux in it, and it said it was misspelled. And if you type Linux in Microsoft Office, it's like, what the fuck is this word, bitch? Don't be using this word. But Gmail says it's misspelled also, and I was like, oh, that sucks. Doesn't this shit run on Linux? And, oh, it was misspelled because it wasn't capitalized, because I don't use them fucking capital letters. Big fancy fucking letters. Think they're cool. Little lowercase is where they're at. And not only did it say it wasn't capitalized, and that was one of the problems, it offered the word Linus, L-I-N-U-S, as a replacement word. Thought that was really cool. We got Make Magazine. I finally found one, and I bought it. And Make Magazine is the fucking best magazine I've ever read. Like, it's awesome. I'm with the other two somehow, and I'm going to be playing with a lot of shit out of that. I bought Make Magazine, and I bought a book, an O'Reilly Hacks book on hacking your car PC or some shit. And it's got me renewed vigor in the truck computer. So all you people that are still waiting to see that, go ahead and make your own. And then I'll look at yours. Because some people actually did that and showed me some pictures and it was very cool. But I'm going to be working on mine sometimes. Hurricane Katrina. Wow. You know, people really shouldn't need that much government intervention to protect you. Like, the government should say, hey, you know, there's a hurricane coming. And you should think to yourself, well, a hurricane's coming. It's a big one. It's going to hit me dead on. My house is 7 feet below sea level. Maybe I should leave. And you would not believe the amount of people that left beforehand. Like, they had to contraflow the interstate, which means they have all the traffic flowing, like, you know, like the north-south is all going north. And a lot of people left, and a lot of people got pwned by the hurricane, but they, you know, left when they should have left, and now they're looking for a new home and working on rebuilding their house, you know, getting their stuff back together. And they're normal and fine. And then there's the shitheads that are like, we're gonna stay here because we're ignorant fucking people. And, oh, we're going to bitch about the government having to put us up in the Superdome. The government fucking warned these people, you know, said, hey, it's coming. Those people should take their fucking own shit and leave. But no, they're going to wait for the government to have to step in and rely on the government to protect them. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm not talking about like crippled people or like children. I'm talking about perfectly capable, able-bodied human beings. And you'll see these people and they'll have a picture and be like, so-and-so idiot face is, you know, holding his two-month-year-old baby as he waits on the interstate for someone to come pick him up. Fucker could have, you know, left with his two-month-old baby, you know, days before the hurricane hit, like a lot of people did, and not have to endanger his two-month-year-old baby. Now they're trying to make us feel bad because he's on the interstate and we haven't provided enough, you know, transportation for his retarded ass. Go buy a car, you piece of shit, or move somewhere that you know, you're not going to lose your house instantly when a hurricane comes. You know, I don't feel sorry for these people at all. The people I do feel sorry for are the people that left on time and lost their homes and did everything they could to protect themselves, you know, that aren't being a burden on people. Those are the good people. Now, these shit fucks that can't even, you know, leave when their home's flooding, they're like, you have to rescue me in my helicopter and my cousin's going to shoot at you because he's an idiot. And they completely turn themselves into just moronic animals in the span of a couple days without the government taking care of them. And that's pathetically sad for these people. And I don't feel bad for them at all. I feel bad for their kids because they're going to grow up and most of them are going to be just like their parents. And that's a bunch of crap. But anyway, I've just been bitching about this a lot. And I really didn't think Hurricane Katrina was going to be as bad as it was. But if I'd stayed down there and been pwned because I was an idiot and didn't bad, I definitely would not be bitching that people weren't helping me enough. I would be thankful for all the help that I was given. Ugh, it just irritates the living shit out of me. But anyway, enough of that mess. Let's go on to some tech talk. Let's not go on to tech talk. One more thing about Hurricane Katrina. You know, they had the largest, like, movement of people in United States history the other day when they moved people from the Superdome and other places in New Orleans to places like Texas, which were nice enough to take them in. The largest ever in the history of the United States. And yet, at the end of the day, they had 10,000 more people at the Superdome because people just keep coming out of the fucking cracks. You know, like the guy who doesn't have legs or the guy on, you know, the air machine or whatever. I even feel, you know, some remorse for these people. I feel bad. But Jesus Christ. These other people that are just perfectly fine and healthy and we're having to pay for these people to live even more. These fucking people need to move somewhere and get a job or move somewhere and, I don't know, fuck them. Fuck them. People shouldn't have to rely on the government that much to protect them from themselves and life and crap like that. But anyway, we got some email for Infonomicon. We got an email titled, Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, Go Ninja, Go Ninja. Okay. It's from P.S. You sent his real name. And he says, hey, my bro and I love your show. Please continue it. You guys top my podcast list of fun right now. And podcast list of fun just sounds so cool that we're actually going to include it on the rotating things on the webpage where it'll have the little funny saying, like, don't let Dr. Mario touch you. He's not a real doctor. Things like that. Podcast list of fun just made that. And he also sent us in a band, which we're going to play hopefully the next episode. that's a band that's been inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, put to metal. And it's got real Arnold Schwarzenegger movie lyrics. So that's interesting. I got an email from Immaculate Filth, which is a really cool name. He says, "What's up, Droops? I just decided to drop you a line since I've been listening to Infonomicon Radio for a while now. I think about a year." Well, we've been up for about a year and a couple months. So that's awesome. Long-term listener. It's cool to see the I can't read from one line to the next. It's cool to see that Obfuscated is back. You guys really are a good team if you can get your shit together. I found that personalities really make 90% of the radio show, and I think you two got it. Tell that fuck to buck up and do a show a week and stop being a pussy. I just realized that you were the second internet radio I listened to, first being Off the Hook, and that intro Rant Radio Talk and Ben Rev Radio. I wish I had something for you to use on the show, but I'm more on the embedded systems engineering side of the tech world. But if I have anything to share, I'll hook you up. Keep it up, Immaculate Filth. That's awesome. That is awesome. That's just sexy, and that's fucking cool. Because we love fucking email on Infonomicon. My email address, you all know, droops@infonomicon.org. My mailing address is on the fucking website. Go to it and send me shit. Come on. Speaking of mailing address, you can still send in for Infonomicon swag. Just send me an envelope with a stamp with your return address, and I will put some swag in there for you. We also have some cool stuff. Obfuscated was learning some PHP, and he wrote a little IP address tool. If you go to infonomicon.org/IP, it'll take you to this page that doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong at all. And you type in your location, like, per se, Droops' secret lair house. And then you type in your email address and hit send, and it'll send it to your email address. And we're not logging it or anything, so do whatever you need with that. But, of course, there's other solutions. Like, you can go to whatismyip.com, or you can set up your box at your house, and you can ping it, and it'll register the IP address, this, that, and the other. But this is just another solution. You don't have to plan anything. You don't have to look like you do anything wrong. Infonomicon is not blocked by anything, really. Like, what is my IP address? Or whatismyip.com is sometimes blocked by things. Use it if you want it. If you don't, then don't worry about it. But it's handy for not having to write things down and knowing where you are at what IP address for later exploration. We also have another quick little Infonomicon.org/PA. That's the censored podcast award site. I censored it for all your eyes, so you don't have to look at any of the ads that are on the site if you really want to see the podcast awards. And we might have changed a couple bits of wording, added the word sheeple, you know, things like that, whatever. Hackermedia.org is now hosted by us. We're running it. We're doing that kind of shit. People are bitching already. They're like, Jupes is a fucking idiot. I hate him. And the guy that bitched a lot, I emailed him a couple times, and you can see his story up on the Infonomicon website. But I was very nice, and I invited him to be on the show. Because, you know, whatever. People are allowed to have their opinions. I don't really care. I fucking don't like him either. I think he's an idiot, because I don't see good that he's done. But fuck him. We got some new wallpaper, Infonomicon.org. It's camel testicles. It's inspired by Obfuscated, just because I love him so fucking much. Okay, Linux stuff. Tired of talking about all this crap. QEMU is an emulator that you can use that'll open up ISOs. So let's say you download Symfony OS, like we told you to do a while back. And you're like, I want to try this out, but I don't really want to install it. And I can just do VMware. Well, this thing will open up, like this live, because it's a live ISO, just like Nopix or Damn Small Linux or one of the versions of Ubuntu or whatever you need. Mepis. I love Mepis. There's a couple of little command line switches. Read the man page. It'll tell you. But you can just boot this thing up. It's a little quick and easy emulator. And you could actually fit like your damn small Linux and this program on a thumb drive. And you carry it around with you. And instead of having to reboot a computer and lose like your internet connection, like if you go to the library at my college and you try to put a Nopix CD in, it's going to be like, hey, you're not authenticated on the network. You're not allowed to use it. Even though you can just bring your wireless laptop and set it next to that computer and you're perfectly authenticated. They don't like to do that over the wired connection for some reason. Anyway, you can just boot this QEMU with damn small Linux or whatever you want. Run it on top of Windows. And then you have your internet connection and you can do all your Linux stuff that you need to get done. Cause, you know, that's cool and everything. Did I mention Obfuscator got pwned by the hurricane? To me, that's funny. Well, I saw this title of a article called The Pussycat Dolls. And I said, Pussycat Dolls, that sounds interesting. And there's a picture of some women in revealing clothing. And they're just another manufactured pop group like Backstreet Boys or the Spice Girls. And, you know, I'm reading it, whatever. And along in the article, it says, but as recorded music sales have plummeted in recent years, under pressure from piracy, lack of consumer interest, and other problems, artists and music companies have looked for ways to broaden their sources of revenue. Ooh. Well, these Pussycat Dolls have like a place in Vegas you can go to and not, you can see members of the group, but not the members that tour. So, it's like, hey, we are also Pussycat Dolls. It's like some girls from Hooters started up a band and you're like, oh, I love the way they sing. I'll go to every Hooters and look at people dressed like them that call themselves Hooterettes or whatever they're called. And, I just thought that line, under pressure from piracy, lack of consumer interest and other problems was very interesting. Piracy, you know, there was always that. I think this lack of consumer interest is a big deal. In fact, I was reading somewhere Apple iTunes was, they were looking into selling music for things other than 99 cents. I think the record company wanted to push it on them, but like the new hit, Who's a Frass, I don't even know new music. Okay, Pussycat Dolls band song would be like, you know, $3. But like an oldie but a goodie would, you know, be like 30 cents. Since I listen to music that's old or free on the internet because it's legal, that would be good for me. It would be cheaper for me to, you know, replace my completely illegal music collection that I may or may not have downloaded from the internet or whatever. But you know what? Fuck those people. More commercials I want to talk about. I don't have a fancy cell phone. I have a TDMA, old-ass Nokia. It's got the big fucking antenna that pulls up. It's, you know, Game Boy pea green. Nasty fucking cell phone. But it works really well. I've dropped the shit out of it. I chew it on it. I spin it around by the antenna. And it works fine. But, it's a good cell phone. One of the reasons I keep that cell phone is I don't get ads on my cell phone. Like, I mean, to me, an ad is like, if you go look at a, you want to play a game on your cell phone, and it's like, oh, you can only play me 3 times, and you have to pay for me. That's an ad. It's like, crap. And my cell phone doesn't have that. I have some shitty-ass games, and I enjoy doing that, because I paid for that fucking cell phone. It's like I paid for my fucking computer. I don't want to see a fucking ad on my computer, and I don't want to pay for other crap. Anyway, London, England. Under a new advertising program, transmitters are beaming out text messages to the phones of people walking by to ask them if they would like to watch a video clip on their phone screen. Now, granted, text messaging in England maybe doesn't cost you anything, because like in America, a lot of people use it now, but it's bigger in other countries. But I don't want to be able to have my phone go beep, 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 and I say, oh no, somebody's calling me, and it's like, hey, would you like to see a free video? That's like somebody coming to my house while I'm taking a shower, banging on the door till I come there, you know, wasting my fucking time, irritating the shit out of me, and then like, hey, I got a free video for you to watch. Can I show it to you? And I'm like, no, you fuck. Get the fuck out. Don't ever come back. But, you know, every time you walk past this thing, your cell phone's going to go ding-ding, ding-ding, or whatever your noise it makes. Now, two London companies are behind this new ad approach. MAIDEN Group, which has handled billboard advertising for 80 years in the United Kingdom, and Filter, F-I-L-T-E-R, UK, a small firm specializing in transmitting technology. Now, granted, this technology is cool, but granted, this technology sucks ass. Now, Maiden and Filter executives think they avoid annoying recipients by first sending people a message asking them if they want to view the ad. If they click yes, the video clip appears on their screen. Sending me the ad is annoying. Looking at the fuckers sitting up there on the wall is annoying shit. Like, I want to be able to get up and conduct my business. Like, if I need bread, I'll go get bread when I go to work. And not have to be, just see ads everywhere. And that's not ever going to change. And that's really bad. Because we haven't stopped these people. We're fucking gluttons for money. And now they're bothering us on our cell phone. They're like, hey, you going to watch this ad? And maybe if you have it happen to you once a month, it's not going to bother you. But can you imagine if everyone started doing this and every ad you saw was another beep on your cell phone? Fuck that. Fuck that. Oh. Now, here's how it works. It's kind of neat. The ad transmitter detects someone has a cell phone with Bluetooth function turned on. Ooh. Within range of typically 100 yards, it sends out a message offering the promotional clip. The transmitters are about the size of a small car wheel and are installed inside the billboards. I wonder if I could make one of these myself. I'm not really knowledgeable about the Bluetooth, so maybe I can. Maybe that would be kind of neat. And I could go put it by Maven and this other people and just inundate their phones with Bluetooth messages. Because, you know, I go to England all the fucking time. Someone in England needs to work on that. And maybe make an Infonomicon TV episode or clip out of it. Now, Kelly Edmonds, who's a 24-year-old ecology and conservation graduate student, said, and this is the quote of the week, "I think there's enough advertising around, and I don't see why we have to use mobile phones." Well, Kelly, you're a smart little graduate student, because there is enough advertising around. And speaking of advertising, let me advertise some Iraqi TV, because I know we all listen to Iraqi TV. Well, Al Jazeera just became the first Arabic television network to find a wide audience, playing up its political views and relying heavily on the gore and carnage of terrorism and war. Well, how do you compete with gore and carnage and terrorism and war? Well, Al Shakira? Fucking Shakira? I don't know. It's like Hispanic women with big asses with turbans? I don't know. They have a different formula. They have a lineup of comedies, soap operas, and dramas built around taboo topics, including showing your face. No, actually, including AIDS, as well as Iraqi's version of Western reality shows like MTV's Newlyweds. That would just be fucking awesome. Just the jibber-jabber at each other, you know, watching Newlyweds. It's like some famous Iraqi girl, and she's talking to her idiot fucking husband because she's a fucking idiot. And they're both retarded as fuck, but they make a lot more money than me. And now, Al Shakira is actually named after the Arabic word for the Eastern. And it's a different business model, too. Now, most Middle Eastern TV networks are funded by the government, but Al Shakira is one of the few privately financed ones. And they have a show that's translated to American, or to English, to American. Look at me go. Labor and materials. They do extreme makeovers on homes that have been scarred by war. It's like, all right, you see this pipe here that's been busted? This is commonly happened when a bomb explodes on your home. And you're going to be needing to fix this. So there's going to be some problems down the road. They're like, you see this hole in the ceiling? I want to make it a skylight. I mean, I shouldn't be making fun of, you know, people's misfortune. But instead of taking out old kitchens, it removes rubble from war-related bombing. Oh, God. I'm probably going to hell for laughing like that. But, you know, that's just really funny to me. Well, anyway, the show is almost over. We have some shouts. Kizzle, thanks for Hacker Media. You've built a great thing, and hopefully we're going to continue what you have done. And if people don't check out hackermedia.org, I'm going to fucking kill them. And, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes on the interweb. Telco Bob, thanks for all the crap you donated to the Old Computer Project. Infonomicon's collecting old computer manuals. Scan them in, have the PDF version, whatever. We're putting them up on the site for people that are looking for old-ass crap. Like, go look at it, and you're like, why the fuck would anyone want this? Well, somebody does, trust me. And one day that person might be me, and it'll be handy to have all that shit. Minion, thank you for the art for the podcastincubator.com. It's actually just podcastincubator.com. It's a website that we're allowing people to do hosting. We're giving people hosting for their new radio shows. Podcasting is just a marketing term, and I decided to take full advantage of it. FizzZone, Thanks for some video for Info TV. And thanks for working very much on the code for Podcast Incubator to make it a little bit easier for everybody. And all the code that he's writing to manage the Podcast Incubator are it's going to be released so other people can modify it and use it on their own sites. Obfuscated. Way to go on your Hurricane Katrina survival and your IP tool. Shout to my buddy Sue, who I haven't talked to in a long time. He's about to go to New Orleans to do a little cleanup before he goes to Iraq, because he is in the army. And I have a clip real quick of Teen Tech Talk Radio. It's some guys. It's pretty cool. They have a website. Check it out. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. Teen Tech Talk should bring you there. Email me, droops@infonomicon.org. Be listening to the Linux Link Tech Show. And remember to check out infonomicon.org for cool updates, because a lot of times we have shit on there that people don't fucking know about, and it's really fucking cool. Oh, and I think that's the show. It's Corey with Teen Tech Talk, and then some more of, what's that? Vlad. This is the guy's name. And this is Droops. I'm Mickey Finn.
The one thing I don't like about Mike Tech Show is the fact that now he has a lot of commercials and ads. Like, he's supported by GoDaddy.com and Nitro Security. And in every show, his last episode actually was really packed with advertisements. Clips and him talking about, you know, the different places. And it's understandable. I mean, you know, you need money to do these projects. But I really don't agree with all the advertisements. That's what I'm trying to do. Is give you free tech content without the commercials. Pretty much taking the commercial part out of the media. Commercial part out of the media. Commercial part out of
the
media.
The conclave entered into the room. Inside of it they sat, these cardinals of doom. Their votes was unanimous. The horror instantaneous. Observe, smoke from chimney, not white, but red. They say it was the day that God bled. Nuns wept. Holy men cursed as they looked up onto the balcony and saw Beelzebub, the first. I am the antipode. I am the antipode. Like a lion kills an antelope. Like a hammer hits a cantaloupe. I am the antipode. Antipode. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said to his traveling show, no need for push, no need for jostle, Peter, you is my number one apostle. Your name is mean rock, on you I build church. No longer for successor I have need for to search. But by Judas this word was overheard, and with mighty Satan he soon conferred. O Prince of Darkness, be not in hesitation, the head of God's church needs decapitation. I am the antipode. Like a lion kills an antelope. Like a hammer hits a cantaloupe. I am the antipode. Hey Grim Reaper, lend me your sickle. This world needs some culling, blood needs to trickle. Prepare for the end, the apocalypse approaches. It's feast time for maggots, worms and cockroaches. But here comes White Horseman, defender of God, exposing to everyone his powerful rod. I alone will fight for Jesus Christ. With swords so sharp I can make Jesus slice. He laughs to the devil, he takes aim at death. And he strikes down the enemy who takes one last breath. But too early the victor makes his victory roar. He may win this battle, but he not win the war. For yes, Beelzebub the first is set fire to, then crucifixed. But the next antipope is Zlatko, the 666! I am the antipope. Like a lion kills an antelope. Like a hammer hits a cantaloupe. Like a neck in a hanging rope. Like a germ in a microscope. Like a witch reads a horoscope. Like a cutter stabs an envelope. I am the antipode. There is no longer hope. Long live Mulvania. Ork, that ork, that's all for blame.